Hello, welcome to a very pissed off Bare Naked Politics. This is the podcast for people who want to keep up with the headlines, but who, at this rate, to be honest, nobody would blame you for if you've just given up all faith and resigned to the utter absurdity that is current affairs in this country. I'm Julia Bell, and today we're going to talk about this... Let's carry on saying alleged, shall we? We're going to talk about this alleged Christmas party that allegedly took place, allegedly, at Downing Street on the 18th of December 2020. I wasn't planning on doing a podcast today. I've just done one about a very important topic and something that we all need to be, you know, clocked into. And so I was going to leave it a week and come back to you. But now this leaked clip of government spokesperson turned advisor Allegra Stratton is doing the rounds, and I have to cover it. We have to talk about this. Trust in government is paramount in a democracy. And I know that everyone has a general mistrust of politicians, but this is something else. So we've got to talk about it. So listen, before we move on, why don't you have a listen to that clip? And if this is your first time hearing it, brace yourself.
I've just seen reports on Twitter that there was a Downing Street Christmas party on Friday night. Do you recognise those reports?
I went home. hold on.
Would the Prime Minister condone having a Christmas?
What's the answer?
I don't know.
Wasn't the party, it was cheese and wine.
Just be clear,
it's not. Cheese and wine all right? No. It was a business meeting.
I'm joking.
It's just recorded. It's a fictional party. It was a business meeting. And it was not socially distanced. One more. Ask anybody have any questions today.
So there you go. Now, to clear this up, this is a leaked video by ITV News, from ITV News. And it's not from an actual press conference that happened, or indeed really a public event. It took place at a practice press conference. So Stratton is standing on that podium in that press briefing room, you know, the really expensive press briefing room in Downing Street. And it's just got other government aides and advisors sitting where the press usually would and practicing with her, firing questions at her so that she can rehearse her answers. And of course, the way that they're speaking, you just know that everyone in that room did not in a million years imagine that this footage would get leaked. But I guess, I mean, it's been the year of unbelievable leaks. I guess we had The Sun leaking those pictures of Matt Hancock breaking his own rules as health secretary when he was snogging his aide Gina Colodangelo in the corridors of Whitehall, and that happened over the summer. That was a huge story. It resulted in a resignation, as we know, of Matt Hancock. And I guess the folks at ITV News saw this video in their archives and said to the Sun newspaper, right, you think that was big? You know, hold my beer, basically. But the theme here isn't just the kind of casual jokes around breaking the rules when people were literally dying alone and spending Christmas ripped apart from their families. It's not just that actual thing, but it's also the way in which Downing Street have handled this whole thing and the messaging and the denials around it, which have, I think, made it all the more worse and all the more kind of repellent. You might be able to hear slightly in my voice that I'm just feeling... I'm feeling foul. I'm feeling sickened and tired. So please excuse that. But I promise nowhere else will give you a simpler and more linear version of events than this podcast will. So stick with it. And that being said, make sure you're subscribed or you've clicked follow if you're listening on Spotify. Follow me on social media where I promise I am more cheery. And without further ado, let's get you across this absolute cluster farce of events. Okay, so for the last 8 or 9 days, rumours have been swirling about an alleged party, gathering, whatever you want to call it, collective middle finger up to the rule-abiding public. And it allegedly took place, as I say, at Downing Street on the 18th of December 2020. The thing that was tough about these rumours, though, was that there were no named sources. So all the people that seemed to be coming to the press and kind of giving little drips and drabs of information about this party, they weren't willing to say who they were. And so it was alleged, it was rumoured, it was unconfirmed or unsubstantiated. And that does always make these things a bit harder to then definitively say, this happened, right? But the thing that gave it legs and kind of made everyone think this definitely happened was the fact that multiple sources had spoken about it. But there was also the fact that these reports weren't just coming from like a random Facebook group or a Reddit thread or an Instagram DM. This was newspapers, right? This was the Financial Times, the Mirror, this was the BBC. You know, reporters who have contact in Downing Street were reporting on this, right? And the Mirror, I believe, was one of the first, if not the first, to talk about this rumoured party. And they wrote, quote, around 40 or 50 people were said to have been crammed cheek by jowl into a medium-sized room. It was a COVID nightmare, one source claimed. So if your source is telling you, don't say my name, but listen, this party was a COVID nightmare. It's got legs, okay? And then, after, you know, you read some of the stuff in the Mirror particularly, Chris Mason from the BBC talked about it, and he's a political journalist, and he basically confirmed it. Have a listen for yourself.
We know from a source that there were drinks, and there were nibbles, and there were games. If something looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and quacks, it probably is a duck.
I love Chris Mason's style of reporting. You know, he's very professional, he knows his shit, and he sticks to the editorial guidelines, but he's direct, and he's to the point, and he's relatable. I think he's great. Anyway, remember, at this time still, it's before the Allegra Stratton video leak. We're talking about the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of December, when it was all still quote-unquote unsubstantiated. It was all kind of unnamed sources. Still, the government couldn't move for being asked about it, right? Anytime anyone from the government was in front of the press would say, did this party happen? And what made this just, like, peak my, you know, red flags was the fact that they were so mixed in their messaging. So, for instance, a Downing Street spokesperson said on the 6th of December, quote, there was not a party. It is simply a statement of fact. Like, you cannot get more black and white than that. Was there a party? No. But then you had Boris Johnson himself not really denying the party. He more said, quote, all guidance was followed. That's different from there was no party. Have a listen to this. It's Boris Johnson at PMQs being grilled about it by Keir Starmer.
As millions of people were locked down last year, was a Christmas party thrown in Downing Street for dozens of people on December the 18th?
Prime Minister!
Mr. Speaker, what I can tell the Right Honourable Gentleman is that all guidance was followed completely during Number 10.
Now, the Prime Minister doesn't deny there was a Downing Street Christmas party last year. He's not denied it. He says no rules were broken. Both of those things can't be true, Prime Minister. He's taking the British public for fools.
So there you go, PMQs from the 1st of December. And I think Keir Starmer did quite a good job of outlining that you can't have had a party and convince us that the guidance was followed. Because having a party would, in itself, undermine the precise guidance that was in place, and it was put there, by the way, by you. So he was right to point out that inconsistency, and a whopping one it was at that. But the denials went on for days. You know, for the past week we've had all these rumours, but no confirmation from anyone in government, including in this particular exchange between the BBC's Andrew Marr and the Deputy PM and Justice Secretary Dominic Raab. This is a weird clip. Have a listen.
Very straightforward question. Last Christmas, were Christmas parties allowed in London?
So, look, if you're... generally, no.
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 Generally, no. And yet we know there was a Christmas party at Number 10. So how did that not break the rule?
Look, I'm not going to say anything beyond what the PM has said in relation to this. We've got... Let's just be clear what we're talking about here. Something that took place a year ago. Yes. Unsubstantiated...
And people were dying.
Unsubstantiated, anonymous claims being made. The PM has been crystal clear in relation to any circumstances, events in Downing Street that the rules were complied with. And the police have been very clear. They'll look at any letter, but they don't normally look back and investigate things that have taken place a year ago. I don't think... Well, in the absence of
let's
some...
Let's leave retrospective to one side. That's good. A strange thing for the police to say.
So there you go. That was Rab speaking to Andrew Marr on the 5th of December. And I said it was a weird clip because, you know the bit that sticks out to me was when he said... The police don't normally look back and investigate things that took place a year ago. What? What are you talking about? What, like, literally, what are you talking about? So by that logic, bear in mind, the person who's saying this is the country's Secretary of State for Justice, right? By that logic, if you can get away with committing a national crime without anybody noticing for a year, then you're off the hook because the police won't look at it because it happened a year ago. I mean, what the fuck? And that is coming straight from the man at the very top of the Justice Department. I mean, what are we listening to? And even Andrew Marr said, you know, that was a weird comment, but let's move on. And I mean, incidentally, in this case, I might ridicule it, but he's right, because I've read on The Independent, I've read on The Metro, The Guardian, that the police will not be investigating it. So I'm sure anybody else, you know, members of the public who were done in by the police for having Christmas parties last year will be so pleased that when Downing Street do it, or that when they're alleged to have done it, they're all good. The police won't look into it. How nice. Anyway, like I say, that kind of berserk interview with Dominic Raab and Andrew Marr happened on the 5th of December. Lots of denials. No rules were broken. Don't know what you're talking about. Move forward just 2 days to the 7th of December and ITV News leak that now infamous Allegra Stratton video. I feel like I need to play it again. I know I played it in the intro, but just so that you're really across it. But here's a clip version. I won't torture you.
Is Cheese and Wine all right?
No.
It was a business meeting.
I'm joking.
This is recorded. This fictional party was a business meeting. And it was not socially distanced.
Okay, I promise that's the last time you'll hear that. So again, is this kind of practice press conference where Allegra Stratton said what she said on the 22nd of December last year. So 4 days after this alleged party. And, you know, again, from what she's saying, like, are they joking or are they talking about something that really happened? I suppose it's not completely definitive in a court of law. But is it glib? And is it people joking around about breaking the rules? And is it weird that all these people seem to be able to finish each other's sentences when they're talking about this quote unquote fictional gathering? I mean, come on. I feel like, you know, there's lots of people saying, oh, well, you know, she could have been joking. And it's like, yeah, she could have been. She could have been. And as you probably know, following on from that video, the press and the public went on a rampage. And particularly, and this is the heartbreaking thing, we've seen so many people come forward to say, and I think to bravely say, how awful a year they've had because of the restrictions that were in place, because they had to spend Christmas alone, because they had to take the hit on their mental health while they felt intolerably lonely, because they were ripped from family members who had to die alone. You know, these are the stories that people are coming forward and saying in response to that video. So this is the insulting thing, right? Is that all these people now are harking back. What was I doing on the 22nd of December? What was I doing on the 18th of December? The day that this party allegedly happened. And that's why the tone is just painful to listen to, I think. So I hear you ask, what the hell did the Prime Minister say about this? After all these, yes, they were mixed, but they were generally complete denials of this party. What the hell did he do in response to this video going completely viral? You know, surely he can't carry on saying that no rules were broken after watching that. Well, you can listen for yourself. This is what he said.
Mr. Speaker, may I begin by saying that I understand and share the anger up and down the country at seeing Number 10 staff seeming to make light of lockdown measures. And I can understand how infuriating it must be to think that the people who have been setting the rules have not been following the rules, Mr. Speaker, because I was also furious to see that clip. And Mr. Speaker, I apologise unreservedly for the offence that it has caused up and down the country, and I apologise for the impression that it gives. But I repeat, Mr. Speaker, that I have been repeatedly assured since these allegations emerged that there was no party and that no COVID rules were broken, and that is what I have been repeatedly assured. But I have asked the Cabinet Secretary to establish all the facts and to report back as soon as possible. And, Mr. Speaker, it goes without saying that if those rules were broken, then there will be disciplinary action for all those involved.
So that was Boris Johnson addressing the House of Commons in response to you know, this video being leaked. And as you heard, and it is quite a rare event, he starts with an apology. And he also, you know, talks about how he shares in the fury that is felt by everybody having seen that clip. But then you will notice that he continues to be kind of adamant that, as far as he's aware, the guidance wasn't broken. The rules weren't broken. And again, like, is he relying on this potential narrative that Stratton was just joking and they were genuinely talking about a fictional party? Because on that front, that would mean that Laura Koonsberg's sources were lying, the Mirror's sources were lying, Chris Mason's sources, the Financial Times' sources, not to mention an actual video of people referencing this party is now watchable for all. I don't like to be made to feel stupid. And being honest, that's what I feel right now. That's how I'm being made to feel by this tone and by this message. You may have also heard the Prime Minister mention that he will be launching an internal investigation as to what happened, since everybody in government conveniently seems to just know nothing about it, so we need to have an investigation. So to be clear, this is our Prime Minister saying he needs to launch an investigation to work out if a party happened amongst his direct team in his own house. In his house, Downing Street. Put it this way. Imagine it's the 18th of December 2020. You have a gathering. Cheese, wine, nibbles, party games. Against the law, naughty. Then your neighbour, probably insulted by this utter disregard for the public health of this country, calls the police on you. And instead of admitting that you've been caught with your trousers down, you say, well, listen, what I'll do is I'll launch an internal investigation to find out what happened in my house. Like, they would laugh in your face and probably arrest you, because such a wrong'un can't possibly exist inside the law. Now, I get that by all accounts I've seen, actually, Boris Johnson genuinely wasn't at this alleged affair. But remember, he has been saying all this time, no rules were broken, nothing happened, all the guidance was followed. But now he's launching an investigation. So if you knew so stridently before that no rules were broken, why do you need to launch an investigation? Unless that means you didn't know what you were talking about before, and that's why you need to do this. But that doesn't make you look any better, in my opinion, because the I don't know card means I'm looking at my own Prime Minister thinking, you don't know what's happening in your own house. So how can I trust that you know what's happening in your country? I did notice today, and I'm recording in the evening of Thursday the 9th of December, I did notice that nobody from the government would speak to the press this morning. I mean, it was like tumbleweed watching the morning rounds, except Good Morning Britain on ITV. They managed to get one man by the name of Matt Hancock, who we haven't really heard of in the press much recently. And he technically isn't a member of the government, remember, because, of course, he resigned as health secretary back in summer. But he absolutely was health secretary when this Christmas party allegedly took place on the 18th of December last year. So when the hosts of Good Morning Britain asked him about this, this is what they got.
I don't know anything about the party.
We all know everything about the party now?
Well, I've read the papers,
yeah.
But I don't know anything else about it. I wasn't invited. I wasn't there. I don't think anybody's saying
have
that...
Have you not messaged anybody at Downing Street? Any friends, old friends? Do you not have any old friends left at Downing Street you could text?
No, because I only found out about it late last night, and then I got up pretty early this morning.
If I was in your position, knowing I'm coming onto this show and doing... Surely you would ask. Have you not asked anybody, even over a week
ago? I've seen what's in the newspapers, but I don't think anybody's saying that the Prime Minister was at this party.
So there you go, Matt Hancock on Good Morning Britain. I mean, arguably, there's something even more tragic about that, because he's sort of saying, A, I didn't know about it, because B, I wasn't invited. I swear to God, if this government were written into a screenplay, it would get rejected, because it would be seen as too unrealistic to make a successful TV show. You know, the public's never going to buy this, so we can't write this. I really believe that that's what would happen. Anyway, of course, there's been another clip that's come out more recently that's absolutely important that we cover, and that's Allegra Stratton's resignation statement. I think it might be the most emotional resignation I've ever seen. From watching it, you can see that she is destroyed I got the vibe that she hadn't slept at all since the leak on the 7th of December. So brace yourself before you hear this, because it is an uncomfortable listen.
I'm going to make a statement. You don't. The British people have made immense sacrifices in the ongoing battle against COVID-19. I now fear that my comments in the leaked video of the 20th of December last year have become a distraction in that fight. My remarks seemed to make light of the rules that people were doing everything to obey. That was never my intention. I will regret those remarks for the rest of my days, and I offer my profound apologies to all of you at home for them. Working in government is an immense privilege. I tried to do right by you all, to behave with civility and decency, and act to the high standards you expect of Number 10, rightly expect of Number 10. I will always be proud of what was achieved at COP26 in Glasgow and the progress that was made on coal, cars, cash and trees. This country and the Prime Minister's leadership on climate change and on nature will make a lasting difference to the whole world. It has been an honour to play a part in that. I understand the anger and frustration that people feel. To all of you who lost loved ones, who endured intolerable loneliness and who struggled with your businesses, I am truly sorry. And this afternoon, I'm offering my resignation to the Prime Minister. Thanks for your time.
So there you go, Allegra Stratton on what looked like her doorstep, tearfully offering her resignation and sort of talking about how now that she has been an advisor rather than a spokesperson, particularly for Alok Sharma and the department that's been looking after COP26, she was sort of saying, I'm really proud of those achievements. I don't know how many people will be particularly sympathetic to that side of her resignation. I don't know how many people will be particularly sympathetic towards her in general. What does this mean for the government in a wider sense? I think if they're not bracing themselves for a really long spell of negative press and broken trust, then they're deluded. Like, all of November pretty much was defined by this sleaze scandal that I've covered at length on this podcast. And I think once we got through that, they thought, oh, thank God, hopefully the press will ease up now. But I think this will be worse. I really do, especially if more comes out about it. And in fact, saying that, the education department has now admitted that they had a quote-unquote Christmas gathering on the 10th of December 2020. So that means that London was in tier two, but still not advisable to have a Christmas gathering in your workplace, even in tier two. And they've said, quote, we accept that it would have been better not to have gathered in this way at that particular time. So more already is coming out. And I suspect certain departments who might have broken the rules are thinking, shit, like, if we get exposed before we expose ourselves, will that be worse? Because what's happening to Downing Street is pretty fucking bad. And broken trust is a serious thing when it comes to COVID cases going up, because especially, you know, because of this Omicron variant, which is spreading, quote, doubly every 3 days. That kind of thing means that the government needs to kick into action. And if that broken trust is holding people back from following the guidance, then, you know, the government have really shot themselves in the foot. And this is very relevant right now because the government have just upped restrictions. They had to announce that they were bringing in these new rules at the same period of time that this video with Allegra Stratton joking about breaking the rules was going viral. You know, that video was released on the 7th. Boris Johnson made these announcements about the new restrictions on the 8th. Listen to what he said.
First, we will reintroduce the guidance to work from home. Employers should use the rest of the week to discuss working arrangements with their employees, but from Monday, you should work from home if you can. Second, from this Friday, we will further extend the legal requirement to wear a face mask to most public indoor venues, including theatres and cinemas. There will be, of course, exceptions where it's not practical, such as when eating, drinking, exercising or singing. Third, we'll also make the NHS COVID pass mandatory for entry into nightclubs and venues where large crowds gather, including unseated indoor venues with more than 500 people, unseated outdoor venues with more than 4,000 people, and any venue with more than 10,000 people.
So there you go, working from home, providing proof of vaccination, masks in new places. This is a more rules from the exact body, the exact government, who have just been shown up to be glib about breaking the rules in the past. Look, I'll let you chew over that. I'm going to order a pizza and I'm going to watch reality television. Me and my flatmate have been watching The Bachelorette I think that's what we're going to do. Because I can't think about this anymore for today. I don't like feeling like I've been lied to. Have I said that already? I think I've said that a few times. But I really, it insults my intelligence and I don't like it. And that's how I feel at the moment. And listen, make sure you're following me on social media at JuliaBell_X. I actually posted a story on Instagram today showing what I'm wearing currently as I'm speaking to you now. And it is this humongous hoodie that is designed to be worn over like your legs as well. So you're just a ball of softness. And that is what I've been recording this whole podcast in a ball shape in this big hoodie with the hood on my head. So I look like a mound or like a stone. But that's what it takes to make me feel comforted in this bleak, bleak time. So there it is. If you want to see evidence of it, give me a follow at JuliaBell_X. You can, of course, send me messages. Tell me what you thought of the podcast. Tell me what you're thinking in general. And, oh, the last thing, please do become a patron. If you've been thinking about it for a while, bite the bullet and go for it. The link is in the episode description. You'll join a wonderful community and you get loads of exclusive content on there. So it's a great place to be. Click that link and have an explore. Take care of yourselves. I know people who did stay at home at Christmas last year and who did go through kind of intolerable things physically, mentally, you know, in terms of their connections, their relationships, loneliness. I know that people are feeling hard done by what's come out recently, but just know by sticking to the rules, by not, you know, fucking about at Christmas last year, you did your country proud. You really did. And I hope that offers you some comfort because you should be super proud. That was a really hard time. And if you're listening to this podcast now, it means you got through it. So I thank you. Sending love. Take care. All right. Goodbye.